You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 16 of Irk FM, which I've called Americana 3. If you are a regular listener to Irk Pod, you may already know that by the time you are hearing this episode, I am in the United States. But never fear, it doesn't matter where in the US I am, there will be a new Irk Pod episode at the end of each week. You can find out more about Irk FM, subscribe to the show, or download previous episodes by going to irkfm.com. This week is the third week of our Americana theme, considering that I am in the United States. The first part was episode 12. The second part was episode number 14. This is the third part, episode 16. And the final part, Americana 4, will be in 2 weeks' time on episode 18. I hope you enjoyed all the podcast themes that you heard in full last week on episode 15, and my thanks once again to the relevant podcasters for supplying me with their music. We have an Americana theme on this particular show, but with a little bit of a difference, and that difference will become quite clear by the end of the episode. As always, you can leave comments on the show notes at irkfm.com, or you can email me irkpod@gmail.com, and hopefully we'll have enough feedback to do a special listener appreciation episode that will be in addition to the regular Irk FM shows. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music, and we'll feature an artist that actually was on the last Americana special. This is James Power with Tennessee Boy. You're listening to episode 16 of Irk FM.
Sitting in a hotel room with a shotgun lying across my lap. Oh, is this how it ends? I'm watching the lights as the cars go by, but I ain't seen a blue Cadillac. Oh, my dear old friend. I was working in a car wash, trying to make a dollar, trying to be an honest man. Oh, then he came my way. He was flashing that money like it came with the rain, and I could have it just by shaking his hand. Oh, now I'm a wanted man. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. Driving through the torn-up streets of Laverne, thinking nothing but collecting my pay. Oh, I never gave it a thought. As I knocked on the door, I heard the bark of a dog and a gun cocked behind my head. Oh, I turned quick and sharp. There on the lawn lay a man with a badge of blood poured from his head. Oh, I knew he was gone. I was set up, betrayed by a man who escaped with my money and my freedom and my wife. Oh, what a fool I've been. Oh, well, it's all over for the Tennessee boy who lost his pride. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die.
lying across my lap. Oh, this is how it ends. He made the mistake of trusting a friend just like I did when I trusted him. Oh, now he's driving. Oh, well, it's all over for two Tennessee boys who lost their minds. The law may execute me, but I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die. I'll pay that price after I watch him die.
I am Dina, 25 years old. I am looking for a man for long-term relations. I am from Russia. I live in St. Petersburg. Dina.
It's hyper nonsense.
Clearly a junk mail, I think.
That's kind of funny.
But it's still kind of
long-term
funny.
Long-term relations.
Yeah. I kind of like the prospect of long-term relations over, say, a long-term relationship.
Yeah, but long-term relations.
Of course, if I had to fly back and forth to St. Petersburg.
It'd be a long-term relation just trying to get there.
Exactly.
That's great.
Hypernonsense.com.
That was a triple shot here on IRC FM episode 16. The first song that you heard out of my introduction was Tennessee Boy by James Power. And you may remember that we played James Power on the previous part, part 2 of the Americana special in episode number 14. And I thought that I'd share you this review about the song that you heard, Tennessee Boy. Quote, Tennessee Boy rings true of Johnny Cash, and it strikes me as right out of an Elmore Leonard book. He's a real writer. You're not going to hear songs like this on the radio. And that was from Todd Wachell from the Jersey Todd Show. And another excellent comment that James has had comes from Americana UK. Quote, his songs feature strong men in high noon situations, armed with a guitar. Women are loved, men are killed, hearts, noses and backs are broken. His voice is strong and carries the songs with conviction, the rock or the ballad. And that was a review by David Cowing of Americana UK. And the first song that you heard was Tennessee Boy by James Power. The second song you heard was LA by Hotbird 7. and Hotbird 7 at the moment say that bears hibernate, snakes molt, and birds migrate. They say that these birds are still hot and flying, but they're a bit far from the nest. One of the band members is on the road and playing with a different group of people at the moment. Another band member is on a round-the-world trip, and I sort of know how that feels. And another couple of band members are also out and about as well. But that was a pretty cool song. That was Hotbird 7. Now, you may have been wondering what was the little earworm that you heard in between those two songs. And that earworm was from Inside My Head, a podcast by my good friend Jen from San Luis Obispo, California. She does her solo show Inside My Head, which is rather cool. And when she goes on a rant or tells a story, she plays that music underneath it. It's an Apple loop, it's a GarageBand sample, basically. But it's very, very addictive. And yes, Jen, you've got it onto another podcast. And then we heard a promo for Hyper Nonsense, which Jen and her husband, Shauno, are the hosts of. And that is a very, very funny show. And I've had the pleasure of chatting with those guys on many, many occasions and listening to their shows. And it's a great laugh. Even if you don't listen to the current shows, go back quite a few and start listening from there. It's outstanding. And then finally, we heard, keeping up the California theme, considering that Hyper Nonsense and Inside My Head are made in California, we continue with the California theme with Hans York and California Waltz. And Hans was born in Germany, but he's currently based in Seattle. And he's drawn comparisons to Sting, Paul Simon, Kenny Rankin, or Michael Franks. Hans has accompanied the late great Robert Palmer on German TV. He's toured as a bassist with the New York Broadway Ensemble. He's played for Europe, and he's done a lot of stuff. He has also spent 6 months in Rio de Janeiro, where he studied samba, bossa nova, and popular Brazilian music. His first solo album is called Hazard, and that was inspired by that trip to Brazil and his return to Germany. His 2008 album, Young Amelia, is a low-key gem which showcases York's impressive acoustic guitar playing, appealing tenor, and strong songwriting skills. And if you're into that sort of music, that is rather cool. IrkFM Drinking Game, number one. Now, you may remember in the introduction that I said that we were going to play some Americana music. And that is right. I sourced all these songs from the Podsafe Music Network. And don't forget our other music partners, Aerial Publicity, IODA PromoNet, and MusicSubmit.com. When you do a search on the Podsafe Music Network, you can select the genre. And the genre that I selected, obviously, was Americana. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be from America to qualify for that category. And this is one man that definitely fits into that category. The gentleman's name is Gordon Scott, and unfortunately I can't tell you a lot about Gordon and his songwriting and his music, but there is a link to his blog in the show notes. And in April 2009, he is actually attempting to trek to the base camp of Mount Everest. And so if you go onto IrkFM.com and then click on the link to Gordon Scott, you'll be able to find out if he made it or not. But you don't necessarily have to be American to play Americana, and this is a classic example of that. This is Gordon Scott with his song Radio Dallas.
President's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark scene. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Stand by, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Stand by, please.
You know I've got shit in my lungs.
Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound. The president's car is now going past me. The limousine is now traveling at a very high rate of speed. Secret Service men standing up in the limousine. They are armed with submachine guns. It appears as though someone in the limousine might have been hit by the gunfire.
The presidential car coming up now. We know it's the presidential car. You see Mrs. Kennedy's pink suit. There's a Secret Service man, spread eagle, over the top of the car. We understand Governor and Mrs. Connolly are in the car with President and Mrs. Kennedy. We can't see who has been hit, if anybody's been hit, but apparently something is wrong here. Something is terribly wrong. I'm in behind the motorcade, seeing the fellow, and it looks as though they're going to Parkland Hospital. We're on the road to Parkland at this time. Secret Service man is still spread eagle over whoever is in the car, the President and Mrs. Kennedy, and as we understand, Governor and Mrs. Connolly. At this point, it looks as though it could have been one or two or even all of the people within the car may have been the victims, may have been struck by shots. We don't know.
You cannot petition the Lord with prayer.
That was Gordon Scott there with Radio Dallas, and that would probably qualify for what Colin on the Ouroboros podcast calls his weird track of the week. Now, you wouldn't know it by listening to that song, but Gordon Scott is actually from Scotland. But you wouldn't know it because you don't actually hear him. And needless to say, that song was in relation to the shooting of JFK. The music was actually quite interesting. Now, when I record this episode of IRC FM, I'm using headphones covering both ears. And the music was going from left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, very quickly. It was going from one side to the other, to the other, to the other. It was like it was almost like playing ping pong in between my ears. That was quite an interesting effect. You have to do that very well to be able to have that sort of effect. So that was quite cool. Have another drink. So we move on from Radio Dallas, and I think I should actually stand up for this next track. This is called America the Beautiful by Gary. You're listening to Americana 3 here on IRC FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
That song was Never Been to Nashville and I Don't Care by Dropkick. And before that, we heard America the Beautiful by Gary. And let me tell you that Dropkick are actually a Scottish band. They are the other band that I said weren't necessarily American, but you didn't need to be American to play Americana music. And that's quite cool. Dropkick are Scottish and they play catchy, countrified pop music with great harmonies and melodies that will stick in your head forever. Imagine Buddy Holly playing dueling banjos with Paul McCartney and you're halfway there. The band was formed way back in 1995 at a school in a small town. Originally, the band played original punk pop songs, but over the years, they moved from punk and they went to a mature all-country style. And that was Dropkick. Now we move on from Dropkick and we say hi to a couple of music podcasters from the Association of Music Podcasting.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This is the Queen Song Smashville on Insomnia Radio. And I don't need you to tell me it's kick ass. I knew that already.
And now I have some news of an important survey. What do people do when they're not listening to Electrical Language?
When I'm not fighting crime or rescuing kittens from tall trees.
And when I'm not knee-deep in Play-Doh with my 2-year-old daughter.
And when I'm not too busy ferret juggling.
And when I'm not training my pet warthog Winky Kickbox.
And when I'm not trying to disprove theory of relativity.
I like to listen to Electrical Language.
So why don't you listen to Electrical Language with me, Garble Kovacs, at electricallanguage.co.uk.
I am Dr. Hanumal Kher, a psychologist. You'd be crazy not to listen to Brains Matter, a podcast on science, curiosities, and general knowledge. Go to brainsmatter.com to subscribe. Trust me, I'm a doctor. So, ordinary guy, tell me about your mother.
Well, it all started back in 1970.
It's been a little while since you flash that California smile. It's been some time since you touched that telephone dial. I got your letter, would have been better to call, but I know it's not your style. Move on. It's
3 a.m. in Southern California. And I don't think I'll get much sleep tonight. Cause there's a girl in the corner there with pink flowers in her hair. And she smiles at me as she turns out the light. Every time this happens, I remember the dress you wore, gossamer and white, and that timid smile for me. I put my hand there on your knee, and I laid you down on a warm September night. Turn them into art. I think of you, South Dakota, and the boy who broke your heart. A boy who broke your heart. I spent 4 long years in New York. I told myself I had something to prove, but the way I left that town, dead of night, the pedal down, was I running from myself or just from you? I still keep a photograph hidden up my sleeve, a picture of you, South Dakota, and boy I used to be. And everyone who knows me has never even met me, cause I never mention you. No, I never mention you. I think I'll be there in Norman soon. Oh, but every song tonight, yeah, and every song I write, well, they've always been my letters home to you. Maybe you will hear them someday on your radio, a song of you, South Dakota, and the boy.
And that brings us to the end of episode 16 of IRC FM. That track was You South Dakota by Brian Dunn. And we've actually played Brian on one of my other shows on Channel IRC, Blast from the Past podcast. We've actually played Brian before. And Brian Dunn doesn't like writing himself. Brian Dunn doesn't like. Now that's just wrong. Brian Dunn does not like writing about himself in the third person. Brian is from Houston, Texas. No. Brian has been performing solo and in bands in Austin, Texas and New York City since 1993. There's been a range of projects including rock groups, Irish folk songs, and ultimately to a band called Brian Dunn and the Convenience, which combine all of his influences into, quote, one glorious rock and roll mess. And that song was rather cool. Have another drink. The song that you heard prior to that was called Highway 1 by Dead Rock West. And Dead Rock West have country and folk influences, and they also have dashes of garage, power pop, and rock and roll. What is their secret weapon? Well, their secret weapon's not too secret because it's on their website. It's the vocal harmonies. Dead Rock West was together since 2000 and have Dead Rock West have been together since 2002. However, the group is a culmination of years of work in Southern California. One of the band members played acoustic clubs in San Diego. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So I would like to thank all the artists and also you, the listeners, for continuing to tune in. Next week we'll have something totally different, and then the week after, episode number 18, we'll conclude our four-part Americana special, and hopefully we'll be able to start that with something special. Who knows? If you would like to keep up with me in pretty close to real time, go to channelerk.com and follow ErkPod and also Echo Romeo Kilo as I go from one side of the United States to the other. But don't forget, Erk FM will be back at the end of next week as per usual, ready to play music from your computer, down the pipe and into your ears. Of course, there are links to all the artists on the website, www.erkfm.com. You can leave a comment on the show notes or send me an email, erkpod@gmail.com, and tell me, are you enjoying the music? So, until next time, I'm Erk. You've been listening to Erk FM episode number 16. Stay safe, and I will talk to you next time. Don't forget to hear me in real time, channelerk.com. Good night, interweb.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
This podcast is part of the Blueberry Network. There's no ease in podcast and no ease in blueberry.com.
This show is protected by a non-commercial, attribution, no derivatives, Creative Commons license to protect the interests of the artists.
ErkFM is an Erk Communications and Channel Erk production. ChannelErk.com.